We are stewards, caretakers, keepers of the things that God has given to us. A tour bus was driving late one evening, driving on the interstate through the state of Georgia, through Fulton County, near Atlanta, Georgia, close to Interstate 75. As the tour bus traveled, the news broke that evening. News broke that an unidentified body had been found. Had been found in the middle of nowhere in Fulton County, Georgia. They didn't know much that night. The body had been found in the middle of a field. It had sustained trauma to the head. She was about 30 years old, as best they could tell. And she had given birth at some point in time in her life. She had a tattoo of Jesus on her right hand. On this tour bus was Tim and Phil and Brandy. Phil was a young father of only a couple days. He was haunted that night by the fact that no one had come to claim this young girl, that she had been found, and that no one had come to claim her, to say, she's ours, she belongs to us. Everyone is someone's baby. We are stewards of Jane Doe. We are stewards of creation, of all that is around us, of each other. In Genesis, God tells this beautiful story. This story of God reaching down to the earth, to the dust, to the muck, and to lifting out of it a human being. God creating. This is one of these moments in the story where we lose something in English. It doesn't make sense. In Hebrew, if we read these words, we're told that the Adam, the earth dwelling that gets created, has come from the Adama, the earth, the dust, the ground. Catch the play on the words? The Adam comes from the Adama. You may be saying, now I know where Adam comes from. Well, yes, you do. From the Hebrew, Adama. And in this story, we discover that this earth dwelling, this earth being, this human, is connected intimately with the Adama, with the earth, with the ground, with the dust, with the soil. God tells us that we are stewards and caretakers of all of creation. We came into this life with nothing. All we're taking is a name. That's why I've written you this song. This is for Fulton County, Jane. Love one another. Love each other. Sounds so straightforward, doesn't it? It almost sounds simple. But then we live some life. We discover that we're in relationship with family, with other people, with friends, with communities of people. And all of a sudden, loving becomes challenging because it becomes real in some way. But God says, love. Love one another. Don't just pretend to love them, but try. Try with your whole self. Try as a servant. Try as someone who gives their life for someone else. We are stewards of love. We are called to love each other. Yes, even that person you're thinking of right now who is really hard to love. Maybe it's an uncle or a brother or a parent. Maybe it's a good friend who you're really angry with right now. Maybe it's your minister because they said something crazy. Maybe it's a teacher at school. Whoever it is, we are called to love. We are stewards of love. God, the whole world, has gone crazy. It seems there's only God to blame. Your mother called you something sweet once. It was more than Fulton County Jane. Jane Doe was found in the middle of nowhere. The concept, the idea of someone leaving this world without a name was just too much for those travelers on that bus that night, for Tim and for Phil and for Brandy. They were struggling to understand how someone could leave this world without a name. So they decided that night that she wasn't going to leave without a song. Oh, I always will remember when that lonely day is through, that somewhere far from Fulton County, a stranger says a prayer for you. My friends, Fulton County, Jane Doe.